Hi, and welcome to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. I've been thinking about why sometimes we feel like we can achieve all we set our mind on, and at other periods of our lives we feel like imposters. You know that inner voice? I'm so stupid. I hope no one finds out what a failure I am. I hope I'm managing to convince everyone that I'm capable even though I'm not. That's the voice of low self-esteem. That's the voice that can lead to anxiety, poor job performance, underachievement, and self-destructive behaviour. That's the voice we need to quell by changing our self-talk into more positive responses. Today we are going to explore self-esteem, what it is, the impact it has on our lives, and how we can change a poor self-esteem into a healthy self-worth. Stay with us here on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. There are many definitions of self-esteem. The one adopted by the US organisation, the National Association for Self-Esteem, states that self-esteem is the experience of being capable of meeting life's challenges and being worthy of happiness. My guest has a slightly different definition. Professor Gundalina Velasco has a doctorate degree in counselling psychology and is currently pouring all her energies into the Pavement Project, a program designed to help street children regain their self-worth. You could say Gundalina is an expert on self-esteem. Welcome, Gundalina, to Women of Hope.
Thank you very much.
Gundalina, before we hear about the Pavement Project, how would you describe self-esteem or self-worth?
Okay. Self-worth is the value that one attaches to oneself based on what happened in one's life and on feelings about such experiences. Now, what happened cannot be contradicted or wished away anymore, but the thoughts about it can be reframed or restructured, and the feelings can be healed. So if one is made aware that their self-worth is low, then it can be explored where that self-worth is coming from, what experiences in the past brought about that low self-worth. And these experiences can be thought about again, reframed. Even though the experience is something very, very negative, and the person feels or thinks that the experience is very bad, that kind of thinking can be reframed in order to facilitate a more positive outlook on life. So, for example, a child was physically abused, and as a result developed a low level of self-worth. The child can be asked, because of the physical abuse, what have you learned in life? Or what has that experience given you as a lesson? What has that experience made you, aside from the positive things that it has brought about in your life? What has it made you into? So, for example, it has made the person into a stronger person. That is one positive thing that can be gleaned from that experience. It requires a straining of the mind, but the purpose is to reframe the thoughts about the experience, because the low self-worth is coming from negative thinking about the past. And then feelings also have to be dealt with. That's why the negative feelings have to be processed. The person expressing negative feelings has to be listened to and understood. And it is in that context of being understood, being listened to, that the person grows and grows out of the negative experience and the painful feelings.
So you're saying that there's hope for anybody. No matter what's happened, there is hope for them.
Well, yes, because there is the freedom to be released from this bondage of negative thinking about past experiences.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Today we are thinking about self-esteem, what leads to poor self-esteem, and how important it is to have a healthy self-esteem. With me is Filipino psychologist Professor Gundalina Velasco. Professor Velasco is in Australia to launch a program centred on developing self-esteem amongst street children. Gundalina, tell me about the Pavement Project.
Well, the Pavement Project aims to bring hope and healing to millions of street children all over the world. And it does this by asking the child to go through a process involving stories of three children like them, and going through the process of telling their own stories about their lives.
And how does that help children?
It helps children because it makes them aware that no matter who they are and whatever happened to them, there is hope and healing can take place.
Reading your background material, Gundalini, you describe the Pavement Project as sharing stories, which sounds simple enough, but there is in fact a systematic research-based approach behind the storytelling, which aims to provide a therapeutic framework to developing a sense of value and self-worth. How successful is this method?
We have a system of evaluation wherein we evaluate the immediate effect of the process on the child right after they undergo the process, and the long-term evaluation wherein the child is followed up and the changes in the child's life are noted, and we receive reports from different countries all over the world saying that children's lives are changed radically. The worst children are being transformed into model ones. Delinquent children who have run away from home have come home. Children, hardcore, callous children on the street, have voluntarily come into shelters to have a fresh start. So these things are happening after children are introduced to the process, which basically points out to them that no matter what happened in their lives, no matter who they are precious in God's sight. This gives them a tremendous amount of self-worth. And they see themselves in a new light, and they act accordingly. So it's a whole new beginning.
You're a professor involved in psychology and education. You're highly trained. You obviously know a lot about these kind of issues. This project is looking at street kids, but as you just mentioned before, the issue of self-worth goes right across the board for children who live with their parents, for children who live in single-parent households, even for adults. What kind of advice would you give, say, to parents who are trying to help their own children have a positive self-worth?
First of all, parents should be aware that, as I said, there is the self-worth motive in all human beings, children included, which is the need to establish and defend the self-concept. One has to keep a beautiful self-picture before the eyes. And there is a need to eliminate a negative self-concept and have a more positive self-concept that one can regard more highly. Parents should be aware of this need among children. Sometimes much of human activity is not the protection, enhancement, and maintenance of the self, but rather of the self-concept. So parents should be constantly aware of this and help their children achieve this sense of positive self-concept by giving them reinforcement constantly for good things that they are able to do, by pointing out the positive traits that they have, and also pointing out where they can still improve, by showing them signs of love and understanding and appreciation and recognition.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey, and after the break we'll find out more about restoring hope to people's broken lives. Stay with us.